And as the fight against ISIS continues, there is another enemy on the battlefield in Syria. It's called Jabhat al-Nusra, and some analysts believe it is even more insidious than ISIS. Jennifer Caffarella is a Syria analyst at the Institute for the Study of War in Washington. She's with us to talk about al-Nusra. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit more about Jabhat al-Nusra, or JN, as the group is known. Who are they?
So JN is the official al-Qaeda franchise within Syria. It was formed as an offshoot of al-Qaeda in Iraq back in 2011, but it has since utilized the war in Syria to develop as a very strong and powerful al-Qaeda affiliate, despite the fact that it's not very well recognized in international media, and despite the fact that it has a pretty low signature within Syria as compared to ISIS.
So if it's an al-Qaeda affiliate, do they report to al-Qaeda leadership, or are they truly on their own at this point?
Correct. They are actually a direct al-Qaeda affiliate. The leader of JN, a man who goes by the nom de guerre, Jolani, does report directly to al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri.
And what are their goals?
Their goals are actually very similar to those of ISIS insofar as both JN and al-Qaeda do seek the establishment of an Islamic caliphate within what they regard to be the Muslim lands. However, JN takes a very different approach to the establishment of a caliphate, and that's where you start to see the differences between JN and between AQ and ISIS in terms of the methodologies they're willing to embrace and in terms of what they regard as the legitimate conditions for the caliphate to be established.
Meaning what? What exactly do they want?
They do want the establishment of a caliphate, but JN believes very strongly that that has to be conducted from within a network of partnerships with local rebel groups. So whereas ISIS will seek to impose its rule and its rule of law from the top down, JN really seeks a bottom-up approach, and it prioritizes the establishment of good working relationships with local communities and with local leaders. And it seeks to establish a caliphate that is perceived from the ground up as legitimate by the local people.
Are they being successful in this so far in Syria?
They have achieved a lot of success to date. The ISIS declaration of a caliphate has somewhat interrupted JN's progress to date. And for that reason, we've started to see JN become a little more aggressive to rebel groups and towards civilian populations than it had been in the past. ISIS has very much altered the operating environment in Syria and forced JN to almost compete with ISIS in the religious sphere and in the social welfare sphere. So it has been successful. It is facing challenges in terms of ISIS, but it does continue to adapt its methodology in order to account for the changed environment that ISIS has produced.
But would you see any situation in which JN and ISIS were to merge, get together, since they both do want the same thing, a caliphate?
They do both want the same thing, and JN and al-Qaeda both do continue to prioritize what they regard as the unification of the jihad. Ayman al-Zawahiri, the leader of al-Qaeda, has always advocated for resolving disputes between jihadist movements. So I do believe that it would be in JN and al-Qaeda's interest to continue to at least attempt to negotiate with the Islamic State. However, the Islamic State does continue to be relatively belligerent. So it may be ISIS that actually decides if and when those negotiations do continue and whether or not the strife can actually be resolved internally.
Now, JN has been designated a terrorist organization by the United States. That was done back in 2012. And they have really been brutal in some of their attacks. Let's listen to a recent report here from CNN.
Until now, al-Nusra has closely followed the al-Qaeda in Iraq playbook, using assassinations and suicide car bombs. But it has also begun to use remote-controlled car bombs.
When we say that they are considered more insidious than ISIS, what exactly are they doing?
Yeah, the insidious element of their methodology comes from the fact that JN has acquired a very high degree of local legitimacy and support from the Syrian people and from the Syrian opposition. JN has done a very good job of positioning itself as a quote-unquote true element of the Syrian opposition, and it has used its attacks against the Assad regime, which do include attacks such as the use of suicide bombers and car bombs and things like that, but it's used these tactics, quote-unquote, on behalf of the Syrian population and the Syrian revolution. So its ability to position itself as the champion of the uprising has made it insidious insofar as its true objectives inside of Syria are not often recognized. And JN can portray one image while nonetheless pursuing aims that are not actually in line with the design of the Syrian revolution and the intent of the Syrian people.
And if they're saying they're doing this on behalf of the Syrian people, what does that do to the legitimacy of the, quote, Syrian rebels that the U.S. has been trying to prop up and help in the fight against both ISIS and Assad?
It does create legitimacy problems, except the real issue is that the Syrian opposition has never had the level of outside support, financing and training and command and control elements that it has needed. So because of the deficit, JN has been able to provide the Syrian opposition with a staunch ally in the fight against Assad, which is regarded by many inside of Syria as a price that they're willing to pay. So whether or not JN has alternative objectives for Syria, members of the opposition recognize that. But the immediate focus is the fall of the Assad regime. But there has been a belief that if and when JN turns against the revolution, the opposition could and would be able to take care of that.
Meaning what?
Meaning that there had been a belief that even if JN had al-Qaeda objectives inside of Syria that ran counter to the revolution, many moderate rebels believed that if and when JN, strayed from the true path of the revolution, that JN could be countered.
Is JN interested in attacking places in the West? Are they a threat to the U.S., for example?
JN is a threat to the U.S. insofar as it is a very successful al-Qaeda affiliate. And successes for the al-Qaeda movement global are absolutely a direct threat to the United States. And the operating environment for al-Qaeda core that JN has been able to establish inside of Syria is evidenced by the movement of these quote-unquote Khorasan members, the cell that is planning attacks on the U.S., into Syria because of the operating space that JN is able to provide.
So if you look at all this and all these various groups and JN and ISIS and the Syrian rebels and Assad, who's winning in Syria right now?
I think, honestly, it definitely depends on what area of the conflict. In the south, rebels have made very, very, very important gains against Assad. But in the central areas of the country, in Homs and Hama and Damascus, the regime does still actually have very tight control. So some rebel victories in the south, in the north, in Aleppo, the fight has kind of stagnated. So the conflict has been termed a dynamic stalemate. In the past, I do think that that does still apply, but we might be starting to see some shifts in the momentum.
A dynamic stalemate. Wow. Jennifer Caffarella, Syria analyst at the Institute for the Study of War in Washington. Jennifer, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.